It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. On a recent taping of Fronteras, a Changing America on television from KRWG Public Media, I talked with Susan Wilger and Alicia Myrick with the Center for Health Innovation. They shared the work they are doing to help prevent opioid abuse. Here's more of the conversation where I ask Myrick about the work she is doing to educate families.
What are some of the things that you do to kind of make them aware of what is happening with younger people today so that they can be aware of, you know, any sort of risks they may be involved with?
So our efforts around that centralize around really getting in the community and having one-on-one interventions with our community members. So we work throughout the community centers in the rural areas. The coalition, we're centered in Las Cruces, but we work in the rural areas mainly because that's where we find a lot of need. So we go out into these rural areas, we find these groups, we utilize a lot of relationships with really great partners throughout the county. And we just really bring everyone together. We sit down with them, we let them know the risks, what to watch out for, what they can do. And it's really, like I said, it's a boots on the ground effort. It's one-on-one conversations.
So it takes a lot of coordination with your partners and things like that and conversations. What are the challenges that you face with this?
Challenges. I would say bringing people together. They're, I don't want to say hopeless. I don't know that that's the word, but a lot of times, you know, we're busy. Everyone's busy. And maybe they don't realize that this is something like, oh, we should pay attention to this. And once you get them in the room, they're like, wow, I had no idea.
Yeah.
So once you get their ear, they're all game. They'll listen to you and they're very receptive, but it's about getting, you know, people to give up that precious time that we all hold so dearly.
Susan, you've mentioned you've been working in this field for decades. So you've really seen the beginning of the opioid epidemic and crisis happening here in New Mexico and our country. Can you kind of give us a timeline of really, you know, what you saw at the beginning compared to what we're dealing with right now, and compare them?
With any type of crisis, and people my age who've been around for decades probably know that things come in cycles. I mean, prior to the opioids, it was methamphetamine, and then we kind of got a handle on methamphetamine, and then slowly but surely, we saw the opioid crisis take hold. And we're hearing a lot on the news. There's a lot of lawsuits going on. What was happening is there were new medications being introduced through primary care and through our medical system. And I think in many cases, those prescribers were misinformed. In fact, that's what the news is revealing, is that they were misinformed about the addictive quality of these medications. And so over time, more and more prescriptions were being made and more people were getting addicted. And then with the addictions, even when you try and wean people off, opioid addiction is very, very difficult. And so some people, either for financial reasons or other reasons, were then turning to the black market to get their medications. And so we have this vicious cycle of people who started out very legitimately with actual true pain management, but then it got out of hand.
This is something that with this epidemic, this crisis, seems a little different because it's evolved in many different ways. I mean, you brought up prescription drugs in the 90s when it was really being prescribed without folks saying that they weren't aware of how addictive these could be. You mentioned people going to the black market to find opioids. We saw a rise in heroin in the 2000s, heroin use in the 2000s. Now we're dealing with fentanyl, a rise in that. Can you kind of share with us what we're looking at right now with that, with fentanyl, and how it's different than, you know, prescription drugs and also heroin?
Mm-hmm. And I know a little bit about fentanyl, but I'm sure there's other experts out there. But what we know about fentanyl is as we're trying to get a handle on the opioid prescriptions, we're seeing a big jump in street fentanyl. And with addiction, oftentimes people like the high. And so the stronger, or there's a misperception, I think, that the stronger the drug, the better the high. And with fentanyl, which is, it's very powerful. And so what we're hearing is there's a lot of fentanyl, people are seeking pain medication, and fentanyl being one of those because it's available, it's coming in through the, you know, black market or street market, and having really fatal impact.
That was Susan Wilger and Alicia Myrick with the Center for Health Innovation.